Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to get right into your phone calls here, but Mark, where have you been?
Well, I was out saving...
Can you talk right into the mic, please?
Sorry about that. I was out saving the free world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well...
This top secret mission or something
like
that?
Pretty close. I had to go to Defiance, Ohio to meet with Jason Osborne to work on the Free State Project completion campaign.
Oh, very cool. I know that you guys have been busily setting that up. The concept is that you're going to be essentially working the phones, calling people up to see if they want to jump on board with the Free State Project.
Yep, we've located a place to get a list of reasonably good liberty-loving names, telephone numbers together, and just putting together the logistics of there's got to be a computer program created so that people can be at home, interface with the telephony computer thingy that Jason has and be able to enter information, and I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done.
Great. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project coming up here in a bit. Let's go first to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, starting out with Brian in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay? I'm in Murphy's Tap Room here. We got a lot of background noise.
Sounds fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. So if it gets too loud, I can do them back. But I just wanted to fill you guys in. I haven't talked much as a caller about a venture that I'm involved in, Manchester Brewing. We do advertise on your show, and a lot of your listeners have tasted and are familiar with our tasty brews.
Yes, I heartily endorse the product. It's good beer.
Beer is great for a recession, they say. But we are... about to embark on a new, an expansion. And I thought I might let you guys know first. We just had a board of directors meeting here a few minutes ago, and we're going to be announcing what we're doing. So I figured you guys might want to know first.
International distribution?
not quite yet,
no,
but
okay.
National distribution.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, at least that's the plan. We're going to accelerate that. I started Manchester Brewing along with Kevin, the brewmeister, about a year and a half ago when I first moved to New Hampshire. It was my first business venture here. And immediately we found where the problems were. You know, we had everything from every local building inspector, restaurant inspector, licensor, licensee, all kinds of people. Every time we turn around, we had to get another permission from somebody to do our business. Even though we've done a bunch of due diligence beforehand and asked these people, what do we need to get business around here? And, they just came out of the woodwork. So we finally managed to brew our first batch and get it out. And I think we had our first... the open house in November. So from June, when we first funded the place, till November, that's how long it took us to get a pretty small brewing operation running.
Now, how much of that was waiting? Because it was my understanding you guys had a long time that you had to wait just to get permission from the federal gang. What was all that about?
It was the federal gang and the state gang. Every one of our labels has to be approved by some poobah in Washington. Washington, D.C.
Mm.
It has to adhere to all kinds of strange rules that they won't tell you. It's like we'll tell you as soon as you give it to us. We'll tell you if it's okay or not. But you can't go. There's no list of rules. It's like the FCC. Everything's very arbitrary.
So Brian, is that only if you're going to be selling the beer across state lines? Do you have to deal with the feds, or they just impose their way on you any old way?
Well, Well, that gets back to the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution that they violated. They use that to justify all kinds of things. No, I mean, if we were to sell beer, make beer in New Hampshire and sell in New Hampshire, we still have to have federal approval because the word beer is a federal word now.
What?
You know, the Fed is just in there for really no justification, but they have the guns, and so you bow down and say, is this label okay?
Brian, if they give you the information on what it is that needs to be included on the label, then the terrorists will have that information and they'll use it against us. So they can't just hand out the information,
That's crazy. The terrorists will win if we don't bow down to our government.
So, one of the biggest problems that that we've had with Manchester Brewing, and there haven't been many problems, but one of the issues has been, our listeners in Georgia have not been able to order it. I mean, we've been on the air with a wonderful live reads that you guys together for us, and there's a thread on our BBS where the listeners are talking about how they think that the Manchester Brewing ads are by far the best ads on the show at this time. So you've got a lot of ears out there that are hearing that message. They're hearing ManchesterBrewing.com, and they're hearing us rave about the beers, but yet most of them, unless they're in Vermont or Maine or New Hampshire, can't get their hands on it. So you're saying this is going to change. Or Massachusetts.
So what's happening is Kevin is an excellent brewmeister. He's got some fabulous, fabulous recipes that you guys have tasted. He does a wonderful job of, he's a craftsman. He makes the beer with the equipment that we have, which, the equipment was some used, some new, but he made it all together, made it work. But he is the best at marketing and selling and, managing the whole brewing process. And so what we've decided to do in order to expand, instead of expanding the physical brewing operation, we're going to sell the brewing operation, the tanks and, the pumps and all that stuff, and then focus instead on the marketing, on the labeling and the recipes and, getting the stuff out. There is an excess capacity in this country of brewing companies that have excellent facilities to make beer. And so it's called contract brewing, where you go with your recipe and your guidance to a place that has some extra capacity this week or this month, and they will brew up a batch, and they also have agreements with the distributors, and we've got our own distributor agreements as well, and be able to get out a lot more beer, a lot faster, a lot wider than we can possibly do from our little facility in Concord.
Brian, this is people who are listening may not know how common this is. When I was looking for before Manchester Brewing came along, and I was looking for the beer sponsor for the Shrine of Female Listenership, I called all across the country, and it's amazing how many of the sort of good little craft beers out there are done in this manner.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've heard of Pete's Wicked Ale.
Yep.
They're a huge national brand, craft brand. They don't brew a drop of beer. They've got several brewmeisters who have offices at big contract brewers all over the country, and they make their beer to the same exact standards at every place. But then, they're able to make the beer in Salt Lake City and distribute it around the Southwest. They make the beer.
That makes sense. That's how the soft drink industry. That's how the soft drink industry works, or at least part of it, as I understand it. There are different bottlers around the country, and it just makes for distribution that much simpler.
You do what you do the best. One of the big problems that we've had as, being freedom-oriented people, Kevin, he's been all over the world looking for freedom. He's been to all kinds of countries looking for, freedom movements. He's found this one here. So he and I both have a real problem with, doing things like filling out an alcohol tax form. I mean, those things are just really despicable, but it's something you have to do. If we go to a contract brewer, then they have those agreements. They have docile people in their offices that don't have any problem talking to government people.
Nice.
And, that problem is taken care of, and we can focus on the important stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. So basically, when's this going down? I mean, when can people start to expect to see Manchester Brewing expanding across America?
Well, that depends. There's a lot of things to do between now and then. There is still a lot of beer in the pipeline. We've got, four or five, I'm not really sure exactly how many distributors we have now, who have beer in their warehouses. And So you can still get it. Right now, Massachusetts is where we're selling most of our beer. We're selling more in Mass than in New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont combined. But hopefully soon we've got contracts to sign and other things to do. But I have more label stories if you want to hear it.
Sure, yeah. Hang on. We'll bring you back for that. Label stories, rejections by the federal government. Just to give you an idea of how micromanaged these things are. We'll come back with more with Brian. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're interested in journalism and passionate about liberty and of college age, you can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the summer and fall. You can apply for a summer placement by January 31st. So move quick. Go to libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. We've got Brian Travis with us here from Manchester Brewing, one of our friends and listeners here in New Hampshire. And you've announced that there's some exciting changes coming to Manchester Brewing soon. Of course, the website, manchesterbrewing.com. We've been talking about your beers for a while here. You guys are a sponsor of the program. I'm a fan. I do my best to have at least one every single night.
Good Lord, you're going to turn into an alcoholic. Careful.
And you were telling me that you guys are going to actually be expanding out beyond just being a regional brew to a nationwide, nationally distributed product, and I think that's pretty exciting. Now, as far as timetable is concerned, you say you've got a lot of ducks to get in a row, but do you think that maybe you'll start seeing the beers elsewhere by the end of 2010? Is that realistic?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Within a few months, we should start brewing and getting stuff in the pipeline. You know, these organizations, these breweries that have this excess capacity, they're just sitting there. You know, they're ready to go. We just should that we get the recipes and the guidance online so that they all work, and it's up to our standard.
One
thing that I wanted to mention is that this really is a an operation comprised solely of Free Staters. I mean, I came here about a year and a half ago, and so.
Uh-oh. Brian?
And,
you said you came here a year and a half ago and cut out. Go ahead.
Kevin and I both showed about the same time in the state, and we said, yeah, let's do this thing. You know, let's show that we can build a company and make a difference here. And so we hire almost exclusively Free Staters, or at least liberty oriented people.
That's great.
Liberty friendly people like Josh, who's one not a Free Stater, but he's definitely one of our friends. And so. When we found out that we had to go through all these regulatory things that we weren't really clear on, we figured out that we just didn't have enough money to keep going. And so we, Jason Osborne from Sickle CAI bought in. So he's one of our partners, and Carl, another Free Stater, bought in. So it's really the four of us, keeping things going now.
I just think it's absolutely fantastic.
A Free Stater owned, operated, and, friendly place.
Now, you're going to tell us some of the horror stories of dealing with the government and their labeling process on beer.
Yeah. My favorite one, it's all the time. You have to send your label. Your label artwork complete with the UPC on it and all of the, pregnancy warning crap and everything else. And it has to pass their rules, which they don't let you know until you actually get there. For instance, we had one, the Concord Combat Ale, which is one of our first beers. It's a tank, rolling over the Capitol in Concord, New Hampshire. And we just took a piece of clip art, which was the state capitol, that had the American flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the U.S. federal government says you can't have an American flag on a beer label. And so our artist took that down, and he replaced the American flag, the star part, with a hammer and sickle.
Oh, God. Nice.
So I think that actually made it a better label.
Yeah.
And
point of information, Brian. Whenever you send them a label, do you also have to send them some sort of processing fee? So every time you make a mistake because you don't know what the rules are, you have to send another fee in, or how does that work?
I'm not sure. Kevin does all that. I don't know anything about that.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But
we had our Imperial Blonde, which is a fabulous blonde beer. Has a picture of a girl, kind of a cartoon girl, and then a speech balloon that said OMFG. And they said, well, you can't say that because might offend some people. And so, Kevin wrote back and said, what's the problem with Oh My Fairy Godmother? But we had to replace that. And we had to put the word censored over it. So if you know what it says, you can see it behind there. But I think it made it a stronger label, too. So, the government is really in the business of making our labels better for us by censoring us,
So that's pretty ludicrous. OMFG is one of those internet acronyms, I guess.
Yeah.
That stands for
Oh My Fairy Godmother.
Effing.
We're sticking with that one.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But the point there is that if somebody were to look at OMFG and be offended by it, they obviously know what it means.
Yeah.
If you didn't know what it meant, then it wouldn't offend you.
Yeah, well, who knows?
It's silly.
But then another one, my favorite one, the recent one here, was Kevin came up with this great brew called St. Paula's Liquid Wisdom.
Okay.
And, he thought that he'd gotten to know the guys in Washington and what they would approve and not approve. So he sent this down, and they rejected it, and they stated that a beer label cannot make a health claim.
Hilarious.
So these idiots think that calling something liquid wisdom is making a health claim. But it gets better. It gets better because we went to our Congress critter because, that's what they're there for, right?
Oh, yeah.
We went to the Congress critter and said, hey, can you intervene here? And so the Congress critter sent a message, to them and appealed it, and they ended up approving this label.
Huh.
And then the Congress critter sent us back a message saying, there you go. We're pleased to, in Washington here to help you, work through the roadblocks of your government, your interactions with the government, which reminds me of Harry Brown's great quote that said, the government breaks your leg and it gives you crutches and says, see, without us, you couldn't walk.
Yep. See, we're so great. Thank goodness you have us. That's absolutely the case. But you ended up changing the label on that one, right?
Actually, no. We had one in reserve. We had one called Overregulated Ale, which was just a black and white thing that said Overregulated Ale with a ripped piece of paper along it.
Yeah, right.
And we ended up taking that batch, putting it in the Overregulated Ale bottles, and we sold out the batch. So now we have it was basically St. Paul's Liquid Wisdom in the Overregulated Ale label. But we brewed another batch of St. Paul's Liquid Wisdom, and that'll be going out soon.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear all that, Brian. And there you go. Proof that government works. Ha! See? Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I figured that your listeners would want to hear from the horse's mouth first.
All right. Fantastic. Congratulations. And good to see Manchester Brewing is continuing on and expanding outward. And hopefully our listeners all across the country will be able to get their hands on it at some point in the near future. And I'm sure we'll hear about that and make the announcement at the time. Thank you, Brian. ManchesterBrewing.com. Great, good stuff, man. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of Wild Foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the breadline with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there for free, including our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Become a fan. It's free, of course. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project Liberty Forum. It's coming up in less than 2 months' time, so you want to make sure you get over there to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get all the details on the event. Get signed up while you can still get the early bird discount. Plus, you can use the FTL discount code, which is FTL2010. That's FTL2010 to get an extra 10% off. You're going to want to be there, because if you've been before, we don't have to sell this to you. You want to be back. If you haven't been, then you need to know that this is the premier liberty-oriented convention that you will find in this country, maybe around the world. It's amazing. We've got great guests, people like Andrew Napolitano. You might know him as the judge from Fox Television. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers there. I believe the other two keynoters have yet to be announced, so there's still some likely some big names coming.
Well, that's because there's still and because of that, there's still a discount going on over there.
Right, as soon as they fill out the schedule, then it won't be discounted anymore.
Yeah, trust us, it'll be as awesome as the last few.
Yeah, it's always a great time. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all getting together in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for a weekend. It's March 18th through the 21st, and it's going to be a blast. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting Live. Of course, lots of late night partying going on and all kinds of panel discussions and speeches and dinners and things like that during the daytime hours. It's great. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more as we go to your phone calls. Jay is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. I love what you guys are doing, man.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Jay?
Well, my question is about the Federal Reserve, and I've been watching, I watched an interview just a little bit ago, where it was some guy, I don't remember his name, but some guy that was sent there by Volcker, and it was like this threat. They're threatening, I mean, I don't think a lot of people are seeing it like that, but it's clearly they're threatening to, you know, tighten up when something...
Tighten what up? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
You know, like cut the spigot off or tighten the money supply. And, I mean, it's like they've done before, and I'm wondering, you know, when they do, or if they do, decide to do that, you know, where that would leave all this... You know, because the more...
You're talking about deflating.
It's like the 100th monkey meets the Federal Reserve, you know, when the...
I don't know. I have no idea what the 100th monkey is. 100th monkey is spread out.
Well, when the scales tip in our direction, you know, what do you... I don't see how we can avoid this crash.
Okay, are we talking... You're talking about deflation? You're talking about deflating the money supply?
Right.
Yeah, essentially, you know, it's one of the things the Federal Reserve could do. It seems silly to me because it might actually be the only thing that could save the economy, quite honestly. So what they would do is, because at this point they print money and then they get the value for that money that they print, and so they're essentially stealing from or rewarding their friends, you know, with Americans' money, with Americans' value. And really the question you have to ask is, why would they stop doing that?
Well, that's my question is, why, you know, when things aren't going to go politically in their favor, of course they're going to do it if they're going to be threatened with a...
Well, wait, how are things not going to go politically in their favor?
Well, Bernanke's up right now. I mean, he may not get reconfirmed as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Of course, they'll just switch out
right.
Have another jerk in there.
So that's what my question is. I mean, how could it not go in their favor? Even if public opinion is against the administration, the Federal Reserve is still sitting pretty. And
well, I'm saying if you know how they've done, they did the same thing to, they've done this twice now, where they've just ruined the economy when they, you know, the first time that we got rid of the bank, or when Madison got rid of the bank, they did this.
Jackson.
Jackson.
Well, there was certainly a big problem when Jackson got rid of the bank, but I don't even think we're in that same zip code. We may not even
right,
be
but
in the
I'm saying
same country.
The threat is there,
but
they don't come right out and say it. They just go, oh, well, I guess you'd...
The threat isn't there.
You market people would just love it, wouldn't you? If there was no regulations and we just let the economy and let the banks fail. And, I mean,
I don't think that the threat is there. I mean, the audit, the Fed bill is the threat. It's made it through the House of Representatives, but it's dead in the water in the Senate at this point, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I mean, that's the threat. I don't see why that would keep them from enjoying their money printing spree. I think that you're worrying way too soon.
I hear it a lot because with Volcker, and then there was a couple times when they were questioning the new guy,
Bernanke.
Yeah. You know, and I just, it just seems disgusting.
Well, they are disgusting. I agree with you there. Jay, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe I'm just being dense here, Mark, but if they deflate the currency, doesn't that mean that there's a chance prices could go down as a result of that?
Well, it's a possibility, but I would say that, you know, likely what you're looking at is if they just sort of leave it alone, you know, what are they going to do, get rid of money? I suppose they could.
Well, isn't that what happens when loans get cashed in, is the money leaves the money supply? In fact, we were talking in the past about how we thought that things were being inflated, but the folks over at LouRockwell.com pointed out that because all these loans are being called back in and being defaulted on, that there's actually deflation going on. So they're still printing money at the same time as loans are coming being called in, to where the wash has apparently at one point was deflation, and that money was leaving the money supply.
Yeah, well, deflation, inflation means that the money's worth less, so you need to put more numbers on your price tag in order to get the same amount of value. So deflation means that money's worth more, and you would put smaller numbers on your price tag in order to get the same value. So yes, that would be that could be a result.
It doesn't seem like it'd be a terrible thing if that were to happen. But I'm not an economist, so I don't know what all the ramifications are.
They say that it's a kind of a good thing to have a small amount of inflation going on, and that may very well be the case. Except,
who are they? The Keynesians?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, who cares what they say?
I see there's a certain amount of value to it. It keeps the economy growing sort of at a slightly artificially fast rate, and that's there's some value to that. But it is a lie, and it's stealing. And so, therefore, whatever value there is to it, it's like the thief saying, look, you know, the insurance company's paying this stuff off, and what's the big deal if I take it? It's not right, mm-hmm. And so it's not okay. I understand both sides of this, the Keynesian and the Austrian side of this coin, and what's the best idea is to back money up with something of value. And then,
which they won't be doing.
Right, they're never going to do that. I mean, right. You know, that's just as he said when Jackson tried to get rid of the Second National Bank, they tried to kill him. And so, you know, do I think it's going to go away? It doesn't seem like it. It seems like they're more likely to destroy the Federal Reserve themselves than we are to somehow make it stop.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything here. It seems to me that the best thing you can do, rather than worrying about what they might do, is just make sure that your finances are taken care of. You know, make sure that you've got some gold and silver. Make sure that you're paying, I think paying off debts is an important thing, because especially if deflation happens, right? I mean, you pointed out, Mark, that if it's inflation, then the money that you're paying the debts off is worth less. But if deflation happens, that could put somebody who's in debt really behind the ball, right?
Indeed.
So focusing on paying off your debts might be a good idea, especially if you expect deflation to come about. But focus on taking care of yourself, and don't worry about what they're going to do. Who knows what they'll do?
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson, is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a 2-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations, and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com, or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Dial in at 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our wiki. You can go and edit virtually anything there. It's like a listener editable version of our website, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. If you use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com, you'll receive your first month completely free. HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Otherwise, a little bit of news about the body scanners. A lot of people are freaked out about these things, and from what I've heard, they may not be the safest of devices. Some people are worried that it like unstrings your DNA or something like that. I honestly have not done much research into it myself.
Nobody wants their DNA unstrung.
I just don't like, whether that's true or not, I just don't like the idea of the state ever intruding further into my privacy. I don't care if they see my penis. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is just the general concept of an ever intruding state and a growing state.
The one-sided of it. If you were to walk through with your camera phone running on these people and just, you know, sort of narrating what it is that's going on, they would have a fit. I mean, they would shut down the airport as if, the world's coming to an end.
Well, at the very least, they'd harass you like they did our friend Sam recently. You can see his video at obscuredtruth.com.
You can't take pictures of them, but they can take all kinds of pictures of you.
Right.
As if they do, like, as if this organization of people is somehow good, right, just, pure, and courageous. They're the lowest paid government, federal government employees for a reason. They're converted mall cops. I mean, they 5 years ago, these, you know, what is it, 8 years ago or whatever it was, George Bush decided to take this crew of Randa cops and call them law enforcement officers for the federal government. I'm sorry, they haven't, their cultural conversation hasn't sort of ramped up to really meet the demands that they have.
I don't appreciate you maligning mall cops like that. You're right. Those are hardworking men and women that are providing a real service to this country, providing a service to the malls of America, and keeping those bratty kids from stealing too much crap from the stores.
I apologize to all the mall cops out there.
I mean, it's a job that they actually have to, at some level, perform and compete, because they're in the marketplace. They're subject to certain rules and the rules of competition that the bureaucrats at the TSA just simply are not.
Indeed.
Okay. So here's the news out of the UK, where just things are a little worse. Things are just generally a little bit more status, a little bit more police state over in the UK. And indeed, here's some more proof of that from The Guardian. Airline passengers will have no right to refuse to go through a full body search scanner when the devices are introduced at Heathrow Airport next week, according to government bureaucrats. The option of having a full body pat down search instead, which is offered to passengers at the U.S. airports, will not be available, despite warnings from the government's Equality and Human Rights Commission that the scanners, which reveal naked bodies, breach privacy rules under the Human Rights Act. The transport minister told MPs a random selection of passengers would go through the new scanners at UK airports. The machine's introduction would be followed later this year by extra trace scanners, which can detect liquid explosives. So you get a full body scan, then you get a trace scan. Draft code of the practice covering privacy and health issues is being discussed. So they go on to say that they had firmly ruled out the introduction of religious or ethnic profiling in transport security. Instead, he said airport security staff were being trained in behavioral profiling, which meant spotting passengers who had paid cash, were traveling with only a book for luggage on a long-haul flight, or were behaving erratically at the airport. He said the decision to raise the terror threat level to severe, meaning an attack was highly likely but not imminent, had been taken by security service officials at the Joint Terrorism Analyst Center. So are you scared yet? They've raised their security level over in the UK. They're forcing everybody to go through the body scanners. Well, not everybody. Excuse me. They're only doing trials. They will be pointing at you, perhaps, randomly, if you're over in the UK, and you'll be selected. And if you, once selected, say that you don't want to go through the body scanner, you don't get to make your flight. It's not going to be a choice. And that's not happening in the U.S., not yet. And it's not happening to all of the passengers in the U.K., not yet. But they're in the trial phase here. How do you think that's going to do for reducing the air travel numbers a little further?
It's going to drive them down. I mean, that's just over and over. That's what's happening, is they're driving down the domestic and international flight numbers. And I don't know how the airlines are going to handle it, and I don't know why the airlines are putting up with it.
The airport's owner is preparing to install a scanner in each of its five terminals. The trials will use two different technologies that see through passengers' clothing. One trial will involve backscatter technology, which exposes travelers to low-level X-rays. This is already in use at Manchester Airport. Security staff at Manchester in the UK recently replicated the underwear bomb on that Umar Farouk Abdulmutab took on Northwest Airlines Flight 253. The machine singled out elements of the fake weapon. Under the new security regime due next month, the suspect passenger would then be led away for a secondary examination that would include using chemical swabs to test for explosives. Pat-down searches of passengers and hand luggage inspections will also increase. The second type of machine uses millimeter wave system, which bounces radio waves off the human body to form a 3D image of the passenger. Both types of technology have raised privacy concerns owing to the graphic nature of the passenger images, with civil liberties campaigning calling the process a virtual strip searching.
You know, I wonder how they can do this, because, the article's already come out, I believe it was at The Guardian, that these machines in Great Britain violate their laws on child pornography. I think they probably violate the laws in the United States of child pornography, too.
So I've heard.
Taking pictures of young children as they go through these.
Well, they claim that the scans cannot be saved, printed, or transmitted, but there's been another news story that has essentially rebutted those claims.
Yeah.
The government is claiming this, that, oh, no, we won't be saving. We can't even save these things.
Oh, yeah. There's a computer out there that can't save an image that it makes.
Yeah.
Hey, this
ludicrous.
This is an interesting computer we're talking about here.
So,
and plus, in the age of camera phones, with these with TSA agents that think it's funny to you know, have little fake bags of cocaine that they scare young women with,
yeah.
I wonder if some of the TSA agents might you know, take a camera picture of you know, the more interesting naked bodies that they get to view through here.
Absolutely, and just think of what'll happen to Sam pointed out in his video at obscuretruth.com that clearly this is going to attract the kind of pervy type TSA agents. Like, you know, they could have pictures of 10-year-old kids if they wanted to, because eventually everybody's going to be walking through these body scanners, and you can't just not scan the kids because they might have a bomb strapped to them.
Sure,
you know, mommy and daddy might have strapped a bomb to them knowing they wouldn't get scanned. So they're going to scan the kids, and who knows what kind of, you know, weirdos will be saving off those pictures.
Well, I think that you're much more you know, much more likely to have just regular people, regular guys and gals wanting to save pictures of good-looking guys and gals,
yeah,
that walk through. I mean, I don't know that they'll be the greatest pictures in the world, but they're going to be pretty accurate.
So, like I said, it doesn't really, I don't care. You can look at my butt cheeks if you want to.
Nobody wants to look at yours.
Right.
You're not in the group that I'm talking
about. But even if I were in that group, I wouldn't care. What I do care about is the idea, just the concept, that governments are going this to this extreme, that they are willing to take it all the way down to the level of your skin,
sure,
to invade your privacy.
If you would have said this a dozen years ago, the government's going to come up with these machines that's going to allow them to see your completely naked body up underneath your clothes, x-ray machines, you know, x-ray vision machines, people would have laughed at you.
So what's the icing on this this particular cake? Well, it turns out that old Michael Chertoff. Now, I'm not much of a name dropper on this program, but I think it's worth mentioning just as an interesting point as to how just incestuous and good old boy network this government situation is, the federal government. Michael Chertoff, he's the former Attorney General of the United States, the Secretary of the U.S., former Associate Attorney General, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security for 4 years. This guy that was the head of the Department of Homeland Security is in charge of the Chertoff Group. Now, what's the Chertoff Group doing? Well, they're lobbying for, or they're essentially the head cheerleader for the full body scanner lobby. So basically, Chertoff is getting paid to go around and pimp out these body scanners to his old buddies in the U.S. federal government. I mean, it's just...
this is how it works.
Yeah, it's amazing. And if you really want to get spooked, just go to ChertoffGroup.com and look at the logo for his company. It's just spooky looking. It looks like a big... how do you describe that thing, Mark? It looks like a trident.
It's a portcullis. It's a gate for a
it's an evil-looking gate. It's a horrific-looking, scary gate, and it's just frightening. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.